It is 92 degrees in Nashville. Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:32. Some Republican state lawmakers are considering a special legislative session to address rising property taxes amid concern from lower Broadway business owners. Axios reports that House Speaker Cameron Sexton and State Senator Jack Johnson have spoken with Governor Bill Lee about the possibility of addressing the issue. Downtown honky-tonk owners have sounded the alarm about skyrocketing property tax bills after last year's appraisal saw some values increase by as much as 400%. At the same time, the mayor approved a tax rate that represented an average of 26% tax increase for property owners. It is unclear what regulations the state house would pursue in a legislative session. Lawmakers did consider various property tax caps this past session, but none were approved. State law gives property tax decision-making to local governments, so legislation addressing a Nashville-specific problem could be difficult to develop. Also, the state constitution bars the General Assembly from singling out specific cities. A drug-resistant fungus has infected more than 250 Tennesseans so far this year, according to state data. That's a higher rate of Candida auris than in the past few years. Michigan and Texas have higher case counts. It's a yeast that spreads through skin infections and surfaces. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says once the fungus enters the body, it can infect several bodily systems, including the bloodstream. There's not a universal list of symptoms, but it can cause some, like chills, fever, and extreme fatigue. The agency says people who have been hospitalized face a greater risk of contracting it, especially if they're using feeding tubes, breathing tubes, or catheters in the heart or urinary tract. The now Nashville band Howdy started as two kids from Austin, Texas, making music for the love of music. After a decade as a band, they found themselves with wives, children, and their hobby turned into a career.
You grow up, you get closer to like midlife, and you don't really have the luxury of not grappling with, like, you know, the big world and big responsibilities.
Their new album, Big World, grapples with moving to Nashville and experiencing ego death. The album is out today. You're listening to 90.3 WPLN News.